This is the Sarcastic Voyage Podcast, episode 157, part 3 of our 4th annual Clusterflunk Extravaganza, featuring Ron Algar-Watt, Matt Robotham, and a vast assortment of listeners, volunteers, and suckers.
So I'm trying to figure out what the deal is with Krypton, really. It's made of crystal.
It's made of crystal.
Yeah.
It's controlled by giant floating heads, as I recall.
Well, those were the judges. That was like the Supreme Court.
Uh-huh.
You got like your floating Clarence Thomas and your floating...
The rest.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
I mean, Futurama had its finger on the pulse there because Snoop Dogg is totally on the Supreme Court now. Or is it Snoop Lion? Is he... What is he now?
God, I mean, if Krypton was in the... like.
No. Never mind the Krypton thing. What is
Snoop Dogg now?
Yes. What is Snoop Dogg now? What form has he taken?
I feel like if anyone is going to go back to the Prince thing of just deciding that they're a symbol now, it's going to be Snoop Dogg.
No. Well.
Well.
Maybe. I feel like he's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, I could totally see that.
I feel like he's one of those...
Now I'm a lion. I'm a tiger. Now I'm a giant gelatinous cube, yo.
I feel like I was gonna
call him as hell, motherfucker.
I was gonna call him an ectomorph, but I don't think that's right. I think that's just a body type.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's a endoskeleton.
I thought we all had endoskeletons.
No.
The skeleton's on the inside, isn't it?
No. Well, Endor skeletons. That's it.
There you go. Okay, that's where you keep your skeleton on Endor.
Right. No, that's when you're an Ewok.
Right.
Or an Ewok in a human body.
Wait, so it's a human with an Ewok skeleton?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm following you.
Well, I'm glad.
Now we're getting somewhere.
It's also known as Warwick's disease.
Ah, yes.
My documentary. I'm trying to figure out what Snoop Dogg is now, because I know he was Snoop Lion for a while, but I don't think that lasted very long.
I don't, like, it's a terrible name. There's no flow to it.
No, and if there's one thing you need as a rapper, you need some flow.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta flow like Kiss My Grits flow. You don't even know who Kiss My Grits. Never mind.
I'm aware of the line. I could not tell you what it was from.
You kids.
You kids with your rap music. Your Snoop Dogs.
And your Snoop Lions.
Your Snoop Lions.
And your Snoop assorted zoo animals. Maybe he's making his way through the box of animal crackers.
Oh, possibly. So next you're going to get like
Snoop Zebra.
Snoop Zebra?
Mm-hmm.
Zebra?
No. No, he didn't go Snlion.
Well, maybe he should have.
Snlion?
Snog. Mm. Snlion.
That doesn't flow either.
Snliono?
That Snliono?
Yeah, sure.
Thundercats, ho! Give me sight beyond sight.
Y'all biscuit head.
Y'all biscuit head. And of course, he's got a feud with Mumra. Wasn't Mumra the guy who Rage Against the Machine was trying to get freed?
Maybe?
I'm pretty sure they had all those signs and t-shirts that said Free Mumra. What was his deal? So he was a mummy... Who could turn into another mummy?
He was like... It was like they looked at Skeletor and were all like, nah, let's give this dude skin.
And bandages. So, was he also a fish monster?
He may have been a fish monster. I feel like there was a fishiness to him.
Was he...
And he had friends that were fishmen.
No, he had a lizardy guy.
There you go. I'm less familiar with Thundercats than I am with He-Man.
See, Thundercats actually at the beginning was fairly cool.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't.
It looked good. Like, it had great animation.
Yeah, it did. There was a series of cartoons, I think made by the same people, that were exactly the same cartoon in different settings. There was Thundercats, which was on some kind of fantasy, like, earthy, you know, foresty world.
Yeah.
And then there was Silverhawks.
Silverhawks, yes!
Which were apparently bird robots of some kind in space.
Apparently some sort of bird robot.
Yes. Bird robots, come on. You don't know bird robots?
No, I actually do know bird robots.
Really? I was bluffing. Tell me about the bird robots, Matt.
Bird robots. What are you gonna do?
See, I know about clockwork birds, but I don't know about robot birds. They're just...
You can get a robot bird.
Well, I'm sure you can, but I'm not aware of, like, their culture, their
history. Like an animated series based around them?
Yeah, Silverhawks.
Yeah.
They were robot birds who lived in space.
Yeah, okay. Robot birds, okay. There's five of them, right? There was the main guy who was gold.
I think so.
The girl.
But the thing is, they did the same character breakdown that they did on Thundercats.
Uh-huh.
They had, two kids, who were, the cute, fast ones.
Uh-huh.
And then they had the girl, but then they had a different girl. But then they also had, the strong guy, and then they had the main guy.
Dude, that's the lineup for every cartoon.
I suppose that's true. And then there was the Tiger Sharks, which was exactly the same again, only underwater.
Yep.
They're like the Snorks of the Thundercats.
Right.
Do you remember?
Not to be confused with the Street Sharks, which were from the Ninja Turtles wave of
cartoons. Oh, Lord. Yeah, then you get into a whole other thing, because then you got mixing matching adjectives.
Uh-huh.
Basically, you got a game of Mad Libs.
The someone something animal guy.
Right. Like the big fat freaking frogs.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was a real one.
Right. Or the butterscotch flavored middle aged hamsters.
Hamster. No, because that was a real one.
Was it?
Radioactive teenage hamsters.
They kept teenage.
Yep. Because you can't copyright teenage.
I don't know if
you know what they were? They were radioactive adolescent kung fu hamsters.
You go. That's entirely different.
Yep.
Wow. But see, the Thundercats, Silverhawks, Tiger Sharks thing, I don't know how no one figured out that they were exactly the same show.
Well, kids are pretty stupid, Al.
I suppose that's true. That's why they're kids.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I was pretty stupid when I was a kid.
How stupid?
I fell for all that shit.
What kind of stupid things did you do? Did you eat dirt?
I mean, I never ate dirt.
Well.
I ate some grass.
Was it, flavored grass?
No, it was regular grass. I kind of wanted to see if I could.
Could you?
I could.
Did you throw it up?
No.
Well, then you're better than a dog.
Yes!
So no one can take that away from you.
I'm getting that on a diploma.
I'm getting that on a plaque.
Survived eating grass. Matt Robotham.
Better than a dog. No, I want a brass plaque with a picture of a dog and then a picture of you above it. Like on a ladder or something. Something that indicates that it's a chart of, escalating betterness. See,
what you need is a picture of me and then a greater than symbol and then a picture of a dog.
That's not bad, but I don't like math on my plaques.
You don't want a math plaque?
No. I feel like looking at a plaque means you should not have to do math.
I like that logic, I gotta tell you.
Yeah. I also really don't like math in brass. I feel like if I see a pi symbol...
Uh-huh.
Or even an omega. I guess I don't like Greek symbols on brass.
I guess you don't like the Greeks.
Well, I don't know. They had their moments.
Mm.
I mean, there was a dude who got killed because he got a turtle dropped on his head.
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's a shit way to go out.
That is not a great way to die. But, any Goomba will tell you, hey, get in line, man. Oh,
If I go out from turtling, I want you to cover it up.
I'll do my best, but I don't know, man. I mean, I think it would bring some great publicity to the show.
Man dies by turtle.
Yeah. Hey.
Podcast available at sarcasticvoyage.com.
Yes. Buy a shirt.
Give generously.
Of Matt impaled by a turtle. The turtle that caved in his skull is also available, emblazoned with the Sarcastic Voyage logo.
And painted in gold.
Well, actually, what I did was I used my robot bird to carry the turtle, aimed it. It was me all along.
Damn you.
Yes. I was standing right behind you.
I wouldn't even have minded if it was like a red turtle, but those green turtles are just fucking assholes.
And I had to jump on him the first time to take his wings off, too.
Yep.
Because otherwise we'd have the robot bird and the flying turtle.
Oh, God, then they could be friends.
Yeah. You don't want that.
I kind of do.
No, you really don't.
I kind of want them to give birth to a robot turtle bird with wings.
Well, obviously it would have wings.
Well, it would have extra wings.
Like two sets of wings?
Hmm.
Like wings upon wings?
Wings upon wings. It would have Namor wings.
Ah, on its feet.
Yes.
Foot wings.
The most best place to put wings.
I always picture if he ever used those, his ankles would be the highest thing, and he'd be upside down. Like, completely out of control as his feet fly him along.
I like the idea of him slicing off the first time he puts on shoes.
And then he's got to wait for them to grow back?
Yes.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
That's why you'll never see Namor in clogs.
Well.
And that's the only reason you'll never see Namor in clogs.
I don't know where to go from here. How about you enjoy more Clusterflunk?
Have some of this.
Hey, this is Patch, Blandy, Adrian Botnewski.
You did that backwards. You're supposed to accidentally say your name and then, wait, no, somebody else.
Wait, no, it was Blandy.
You had a sudden attack of honesty there.
Yeah, it gets me. No, I'm Brewtown Andy, duh.
Yeah, there we go.
Brewtown Blandy.
God. Or Blandy, yes.
Who is it that you came up with, Matt Beantown Andy?
I don't think that was me.
I'm pretty sure it was, because you didn't know where Brewtown was, and you thought it was Boston, and it was actually Beantown.
Maybe.
I just like the idea that his evil twin is Beantown Andy. Let's talk about a different guy while we have Adrian on. How about that?
Yeah.
It's Wicked Pissa, guys, you know.
Wow. It's like we're right there in Massachusetts. It's amazing. I gotta tell you, you got a Skype avatar that is just horrifying right now.
It is terrifying. Like, it is.
It's my normal avatar, isn't it? What? Isn't it just Orson Welles?
No. It's you. And the thing is, you know, you're a good-looking guy.
What does my Skype avatar look like?
you've got your eyes open all the way, and you've got your mouth hanging open, and it's like it's like you're trying to hypnotize me.
Huh. Well, for some reason it won't let me see my own picture, but I don't give a shit. That's funny. Oh, there it is. That's a good picture.
Ah!
Oh, that's terrifying.
Yes, it is.
I was here the whole time.
On my screen, like full screen, I have that and then Matt's little cartoon avatar, and it's just like, ah, and it glows every time you talk.
Help.
I'm Captain Picard.
Yes.
Ugh. Oh, shit, he's right.
Yeah. Yes, he is. Look at him.
Hello.
Those are some beautiful blue eyes, Adrian.
Yes.
All
Thanks,
right.
babes.
Anyway, we have this question for you. Typically, we read the question, but you specially requested that you read this just because it's so fantastic.
He insisted.
Yes.
I was at work when I read this, and I made a scene, so.
That is a good sign.
I hope. I don't want to build it up too much, because maybe people won't think it's that funny, but I thought it was hysterical.
No, so. I mean, we picked these because we think they're funny, so we're on the same page.
All right.
You want to go ahead and take it away?
I will. How can a confusing Iranian teen find some answers? As a teen in Iran, facing all of the facts and have some fun anyway, it's like crazy. How can we face all of the differences between our own thoughts and beliefs in our family? Country.
One quick correction. It's actually believes.
Oh, believes. Dang it. See, I knew I was going to mess it up. I even said believes.
See, the natural tendency is to correct. You want to, in your head, okay, that's what they meant. Mm-hmm. We do that all the time, but these are so
even
great.
Even practice is the sad part. But.
Now I ran through this thing like five times before you guys called.
I'm picturing you like taxi driver style standing in front of your mirror as a teen in Iran. As a teen in Iran.
Listen, you fucks, other- how can I face all the differences between our own thoughts?
And beliefs.
And beliefs. And our family.
Okay.
Country?
So, first of all, what the hell do you think they're asking?
Well, this is clearly a teen in Iran, you know? And they're facing
a confusing teen in Iran.
Mm-hmm. They have some fun anyway. It's like crazy. And they're facing differences. I mean, clearly, as we see here, they are facing differences between their own thoughts and beliefs and their family. Well, our family.
Mm-hmm. Our family.
And country, maybe?
Our global family.
Okay.
Our global country.
I take it back. I don't know why I asked for clarification. That could not be more clear.
Yeah.
See, the best way to clarify anything is just to read it back.
Yep.
And just say the exact
Slower.
Same thing.
You have to break down the words in the sentence.
Right. Diagram the sentence.
I mean, once a confusing Iranian teen, always a confusing Iranian teen, but,
certainly a rule that served me well over the years.
Yeah, and I feel like we helped these people with our green Twitter avatars a few years ago, but
yes.
Obviously right. They're still confusing.
I feel like the internet is a good place for. I mean, he came to Yahoo Answers, so mm-hmm. he clearly came to the right place to find some answers. So I think the answer to his question is Yahoo Answers.
You think?
So this answer is cyclical.
Yes.
It's like an Ouroboros.
Like a snake eating its own tail.
Snake eating lobster.
I know what an Ouroboros is. The way you said it, it reminded me of Hank. Bobby?
Ouroboros?
Ouroboros, yes.
One of those Ouroboroses. How confusing Iranian teen.
Facing all the facts and have some fun anyway, it's like crazy.
See, now I'm picturing everyone in Iran sounding like Hank Hill.
Hello, welcome to Iran.
I think people would hate them less if they did sound like that.
I don't know, because then I feel like, you know, people in neighboring countries like Iraq probably sound like Khan.
Right, because they're just stupid neighbors, you know, stupid hillbilly neighbors.
Right, exactly.
I just want the entire Middle East to be the population of his neighborhood.
Well, yeah, and then Syria would be Dale.
Yep.
Right. Iraq, Iran, mm-hmm. Dale.
Boomhauer.
I think you might be the only one apart from us who finds that amusing.
I love it every time.
Because he still finds it amusing.
Matt, when and why did we start naming King of the Hill characters?
I have no idea.
At this point, I don't even want to know, but...
It's been like 2 years at this point.
Yep. Still doing it.
Yep.
Still funny.
Back to the question. How can a confusing Iranian teen find some answers?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think, you know, what do we all do when we go looking for answers? We go to the Chinese buffet and uh-huh. get fortune cookies.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Now, I haven't been to a Chinese buffet in a while. My wife isn't a big fan of Chinese, and I just haven't been in a while. Do they have fortune cookies on the buffet? Like, can you get as many fortune cookies as you want? Or do you only get one?
On the Chinese place.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, they just have them out there, and you can just take as many as you want.
Like, so in the metal tray, like, you take a big scoop of beef and broccoli, and then you can take, like, 20 fortune cookies.
Usually that's what I do. Like, I take, you know, like, a couple, like, crab legs, and then mm-hmm. get, you know, a slice of pizza, because I'm at a Chinese buffet.
Of course. And, you gotta try the pizza.
Right. And then I get...
And then I have to wait a couple of minutes while Pat calms down.
You know, yeah, because Pat Loika, yeah, oh my goodness, he did find out about my love of, like, French fries and everything else that's not Chinese
at tacos.
Tacos at a Chinese buffet. Anything that's not Chinese at a Chinese buffet is like instantly what I go for, just because I'm like, this is absurd.
Yep.
And so I must try this.
But especially if it's something like tacos, because it's already from another culture to begin with. So it's filtered through America, which is then filtered through Chinese Americans. And it's just almost completely not what it's supposed to be at all.
Some sort of pita.
Yep. My question was, can you just shovel yourself out like 30 fortune cookies? And then just...
Absolutely.
So are they all your fortune?
No, I just pick and choose which one.
Oh, I see. So you got a pile of them, and you say, "No, don't like that one." Don't like, ooh, this
but I don't just throw them away, because that's lousy fortune handling. I usually hand them out to, like, homeless people, you know, other vagrants.
That is so other vagrants. Like, does that mean you're a vagrant? Did you?
Yeah,
handing them out to the other vagrants.
Other vagrants like me.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, other vagrants like me, you, right. Con,
Dale. I'm picturing a homeless guy asking for change or something or food, and you hand him a fortune, and somehow I just picture they're happy about that.
Well, and it's real lousy. It's like your work effort is very strong and will lead to a great promotion, you know, something really cynical or something like that.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, there's really no place to go but up when you're a vagrant, right?
See, I just want to
also learn how to say horse track in Chinese.
Ooh, very nice.
See, I just want to see the homeless guy opening the fortune cookie and it reading, "You will continue to be homeless."
Oh, man.
You will sell piss stained magazine to Matt.
Your lucky numbers are 6 and 14.
Here's how to say broker in Chinese. Shuang Tung.
Is that really a thing? I don't think I've seen that. Like, that it gives you a guide to Chinese words?
On some, like, brands of... Now we're getting into brands of fortune cookies, which is really how I thought this conversation was going to start.
Yeah.
On certain brands of fortune cookies, they have, like, learn Chinese, and they'll give you, like, barking dog, and then it will say it, like, in Chinese.
Right.
And you're like, yeah, because I'm going to use that all the time.
Like in Chinese writing, or does it at least give it to you phonetically?
It gives it in Chinese writing, and it gives it to you phonetically.
Oh, okay. You know, I mean, eventually, especially since you have all those fortune cookies, you can put together a decent vocabulary.
Because, a vagrant, like a vagrant vocabulary?
Yeah. Yes,
a vagrant vocabulary.
Matt.
How do you say bindle in Chinese?
Well, I'm not going to say binder because I'll get in a lot of trouble if I do. Definitely not going to say that.
You say it services well, Sarah.
Yes.
All right. So this kid needs to find, well, I'm sorry, this teen. He's not a kid anymore. Mm. He is a teen.
Totally.
And, you know, tobacco is wacko if you're, yeah, there it is. Tobacco is wacko if you're a teen.
Only if you're a teen.
Right. Stay away from tobacco and get some fortune cookies.
I think we've cracked it.
Yep.
All right, Adrian.
Kid.
Yes. I think he owes us at least a fortune cookie fortune for that, if nothing else.
I would like Iranian fortunes. What do you think those are like?
Well, I don't know. If you're a woman, they're pretty bleak.
I think they're a lot more like flying carpets will earn your future.
Oh, God.
Just like other stereotypes.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I went in a Shatner direction. I Shatnered this up. I'm sorry.
That's not racist. It's just, you know, it's like a 1,000-year-old thing. You know, it's not really like you're saying something modern and terrible. You're going old school with it.
He's you and your Agrabah stereotype.
Nice going, Aladdin. Enjoy your magic powers. I mean, that's not really offensive.
Confession time. I have had conversations about Aladdin all week with a coworker for some reason.
Really?
About the Disney movie? I don't understand it. So it must be on my brain.
The Disney movie or the original story?
Yes. He keeps singing A Whole New World, but not like the whole song, just A Whole New World.
Wow.
Like literally that phrase.
That's
and then he'll start talking about Aladdin.
You sure he's not broken?
Yeah, that's like
I think he might be broken.
That's like Chinese water torture. That is not cool.
He's very broken.
Chinese fortune torture?
Yes.
That's where they drop cookies on you.
Chinese water fortune.
I just like the idea of them just dropping the paper on you.
Yes. Over and over again.
Are you irritated yet? And the answer always comes back the same. Yes.
Yes.
My lucky number is knock it off. All right, Adrian, any final thoughts? Anything you want to share with us?
Hey, you know, you guys have had a good year in 2012 and glad to see, you know, still doing Clusterflunk and all that good stuff. So to you and to all your wit listeners, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Kwesi Kwanzaa, all that. And
did you just call them wit listeners?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I think you might have stumbled there a little, but it sounded like you were calling them witless listeners, and I love that.
They're pretty witless. I mean,
mm-hmm. All right.
Safe journeys.
We gotta go. Safe journeys.
All right, it's the time for the Brewtown that nobody actually wants to listen to.
That's not true.
No, that's not true at all. Look, Scott Siocco's not doing the show this year. You don't need to fill in with the low self-esteem stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, but still, I'm sure everyone would much rather listen to Marissa.
Well, I wish Marissa had signed up for this, yes. But but she didn't. We didn't get the Brewtown we wanted. We got the Brewtown we deserved.
How fitting, since I just watched all three Batman movies.
Nice.
Wow. How did that go? Because that must have been, what, 8 hours?
Took a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Ended up taking, 10, but that's...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I was not glued to the couch to do it.
Mm. Did that work out for you? Was it a good time?
It was quite enjoyable, although... You know, just count your blessings that I'm not doing this entire thing in the Bane voice.
Oh, please don't do it.
God, I love the Bane voice.
Really?
I really do. I think it's really funny.
The actual Bane voice, though, not the internet's constant impression. That's what I mean.
No, but I could listen to Tom Hardy as Bane talk all day.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
Yeah, the actual slightly muffled, very Scottish accent.
Yeah, the Sean Connery voice. Not the voice. Because I could understand what he was saying just fine.
Oh, yeah.
It was just a stupid voice. All right, so we got you this question, and I don't even know what the fuck here.
Yeah, I can't even. I don't.
Are you sure you don't, Matt? Because it seems to play into exactly your territory completely.
Does it really?
Well, it says the word Canada.
Yeah,
Canada is a big place.
Well, yeah, but I thought, you know, at least he has some sort of cultural reference to draw from here.
I think this might be Northern Canada.
Oh.
So the Arctic Circle?
Yeah, those guys.
Oh.
They can't be trusted.
I didn't know there was anyone up there.
There's a couple.
Oh. Are they Eskimos?
We keep an eye on them.
Well, that's probably wise.
Is it like the Australia to your England?
That's where they...
Yeah?
That's where they sent all their convicts, you mean?
Yes, exactly. It's a penal colony.
Ah, could be.
Yeah.
Well, Captain Kirk loved penal colonies, and I think Matt does too.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay, so here's your question. Where can I buy baby lips online and ship to Canada? I really need to order them, but all the stores, Target, Walgreens, Ulta, and other stores don't ship to Canada. Please tell me where I can order them online, and please don't say Amazon. I don't trust them. 10 points for best answer.
Oh, shit. These are getting... We're getting rewarded for this?
Well, Brewtown is. It's his question.
So, damn!
Question.
There's 10 points on the line here.
I needed those 10 points.
And I know you're a sports guy. You can be competitive, so I imagine points make this more valuable.
My first instinct was trying to figure out why Albus Dumbledore is trying to buy baby lips online.
Is
That's
it
an excellent question.
Well, because it's whoever it is saying this, it says 10 points. So I just presumed this was like the house point system from Hogwarts.
Well, it doesn't have to be Dumbledore. He's dead. It could be anyone from Hogwarts.
It was the first thing that popped into my head. So, oh, it's like spoilers from like 7 years ago. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Well, I care.
Everyone knows he's dead and gay. Yeah. And I love my dead gay wizard.
I was actually making my way through those books for the first time a couple of years ago. And I did a Google search for Snape, and it immediately auto-completed to that giant plot spoiler. And granted, I was, 7 years too late, like you say, but still, come on.
I'm surprised it actually didn't, are you sure you don't mean?
Yeah. Terrible. Okay, so.
Are you sure you don't mean Snape sex with Harry Potter?
I didn't, but.
Now that you mention it,
are we talking about Alan Rickman? Because you know, so okay, baby lips. Now, can we assume these are actual baby lips, or is
that
this
was
maybe
my presumption? So really, as far okay, so if we're ruling out Target, and really, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
and Walgreens, which I presume is the low rent off brand version of Walgreens.
Yes,
and Ulta, whatever that is. Okay, and we can't use Amazon because I guess everyone's supposed to. I don't trust Amazon. I don't know if it's some sort of, I don't know. So we don't trust the jungle or something. I don't know. Okay. So if we're not going to trust any of that, and I suppose Walgreens is right out too, since that'll probably just get lumped in there.
Well, what about Wal Drug? Thank you.
Oh, God.
I know you share my disdain for Wal Drug. That's all. I just wanted
to... That was some serious passion there. Holy shit.
Yeah, well, fuck Wal.
I've been lugging around this hatred even longer than you have. Yours was like you drove yourself to Wal Drug.
I was driving through and I got stranded, in fairness.
Well, okay, that's true. But you were an adult making a conscious decision to be there, I was a young child on a family vacation seeing signs every 50 goddamn miles.
Uh-huh.
Saying, oh man, this is going to be, oh, what the, this is terrible.
And your parents are, of course, googly-eyed walnut enthusiasts. So you had to stop and get those and a glass of water.
As opposed to googly-eyed baskets?
Right. Stop with the Matt's got this basket thing going on. I don't know what's, anyway. So baby lips.
Yeah. So if we're ruling out all this stuff, I think the obvious answer is Babies R Us.
You think?
Well, that makes sense.
It's online and it's available, so I don't know why you couldn't. The only issue is whether or not they'd ship to Canada.
Well,
really, why wouldn't they?
I mean, all the best baby shipping places do.
I don't know. I mean, when I go through the border, they check if I have fruit. They check if I have like apples.
A parrot.
Yeah, or a parrot, right? So I feel like.
Well, is the fruit things for like insects though?
Well, yeah, but babies are crawling with horrible.
Hello, come on.
Well, that's where they take them in when they're, you know, licking. Well,
yeah, but you've clearly been, after you remove the lips from the baby, you clearly sanitize them. Come on.
Okay.
They had to be for shipping somehow.
I am impressed that you are a dad and you're rolling with this baby lips thing. You're not, you're not shying away from it.
Besides, I don't have any babies in my house anymore. I have, at best, a toddler.
That's true.
Well, good point. I am genuinely curious, though, if this is shorthand for something or if they actually just mean baby lips.
I was tempted to Google it right now, and you know what? I don't even want to know what it could be, actually. I much rather, much prefer the concept of that. Somebody's actually attempting to create some sort of baby Frankenstein, apparently.
Mm.
And then all they need is the lips.
Yes, exactly. Like somehow they came across, you know, cause they're, you know, they're raiding your average baby graveyard, mm-hmm. right? And they came across, have the perfect baby head to use, except it's old, so there's no more lips.
I feel like they're not even going that gruesome. I feel like they're using doll parts. But they need one live element, and they figure the lips
are because it. That's the one live thing that'll be that because they need the full range of motion for the weird Frankenstein baby monster to talk.
Well, yeah,
because
otherwise you get the Uncanny Valley thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You gotta have googly eyes, and you gotta have baby lips, and then you're all set.
Important? Is the googly eyes important, or is it the eyes when you tip it like back? Like vertical and horizontal that open and close.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, those are definitely better for your baby.
Are they?
Yeah, then you can just put it to sleep if you don't want to deal with it.
Well, they've been making dolls like that for years.
I know.
About as long as they've been making people with horrible mental issues, and I wonder if they're connected.
Interesting.
Nah, probably not.
All right, so it's not interesting.
I did just Google baby lips, and I'm not going to tell you what the answer is.
Good.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
I like considering this horrible baby Frankenstein thing happening in Canada much better than whatever your answer is.
Now, in fairness, you're saying Frankenstein. What you mean is Frankenstein's monster, unless they're building a scientist out of baby lips.
Well, I said Frankenstein monster.
I don't know that you did.
I think I did.
All right. I'm going to allow it because you're the guest and I don't feel like checking.
Guest is always right.
Really?
I don't know that I would go that far.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
The nice thing is you were almost the last person in the line of 40 people that we've had, so I'm glad we didn't establish that precedent early.
Yeah, right.
If smart. Nothing else. Yeah. So, Matt, do you feel like he earned his 10 points?
I'd give him 8.
Oh, come on. It says 10 points. If we come up with a successful answer, I get 10 points. There is no debating this. It's right there in the
question. But they're shipping to Canada, so you need to get taxed at least 2.
But the exchange rate really means he's only getting 6 points.
That's true.
Exchange rate?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the government gets half your points.
Oh, yeah.
So now I'm down to 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obama. Did you just say thanks, Obama? Did you just mutter that?
I did not say thanks.
Oh. And, of course, it's and of course it's complimentary to tip your hosts a point each.
Oh, yeah.
So we're splitting 3 points, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about right.
Seems fair to us.
And you are required by law to share all points with your family, with your full family. So really you only get a quarter of a point because you got to share with your wife and 2 kids.
Still, it's more points than you had a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to look at it. I am now plus 0.25.
Yeah.
There you go.
So really the basket, as Matt would say, is half full of points.
So I'd say things are looking pretty good for Gryffindor.
Yay, house cup.
Well, I'm glad you didn't assume that he was Hufflepuff, because really.
Yes, thank you.
Hufflepuff is bitch house.
Seriously.
We're going to get letters now, and they're all going to be
We're going to get letters from Mal.
And Brian.
Direct your letters to the nearest brick wall.
Yes, please.
Now I want to write a letter to a brick wall.
Dear brick wall, how are you? I am fine.
I am human. I particularly want to mail a bill to those walls that say post no bills.
It hurt if David Copperfield walked through you.
Did he do that?
He walked through the Great Wall of China, supposedly.
Huh. Oh,
that was
one of his illusions.
Well, that is better than the illusion of sleeping in a block of ice for a week. You got to give him that.
That wasn't even an illusion. That was just a crazy person.
A stupid thing that he did.
I just want to be Captain America.
that wasn't Copperfield, though. That was David Blaine.
That was David Blaine. But those guys are all the same to me.
Yeah, David Copperfield actually does things.
Well, yeah, he was in that Dickens book.
Yeah.
You know, Nicholas Nickleby.
Nicholas Dickensby.
Right.
There we go.
All right, Andy, any final thoughts? Any things you want to say or do?
David Copperfield's much better than Chris Angel.
Damn right.
Is Chris Angel from Kiss?
No, he's the weird magician who looks like he's from Kiss.
Didn't they sing a song about him at the end of Back to the Future?
No, that was Earth Angel.
Ah, I always confuse those two.
As well you should.
That Must be impressive.
But he was the angel that was a centerfold, though.
Ah.
Sorry, Andy. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I'm now horrified by your launch into the Jake Isleman catalog.
My blood runs cold. My memory has just been sold.
All right, Andy. Safe journeys.
All right then.
Hey y'all.
All right then.
Good. Hey. Wonderful.
We put you on the spot. I have to say
you
my
did.
Name.
Ah. I don't. I should know how to say my name.
Well, I feel like "Hey y'all" pretty much tells people everything they need to know.
Yeah.
That's very succinct.
Yes, it's y'all. Laura, new listeners.
Yes, exactly. This is Laura, and do we have a question for you.
Okay.
Matt, do you want to take this one?
I do.
All right.
All right. What is the cause and effect of the Quartering Act of 1774? I have this bitchy teacher who made me do all the cause and effects of the Coercive Act, and my textbook doesn't say star, 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 star. Additional details. Please do not place essay long answers it takes. 1. Too long for you to type. 2. Too long for me to read. 1 week ago. Please, help. I need this by tomorrow. 1 week ago.
I usually don't paste in the how long ago the question was asked, but I felt like it was relevant because the guy was like, I need this by tomorrow, and it's still up after a week.
Yep.
Poor kid.
Really, poor kid.
Poor kid,
really.
Nothing. He should have done the homework.
Yeah. I also like how he doesn't want an answer that's too long.
Yep.
Here, I'm going to give you a lot of – no, don't give me a lot of information. Just, you know.
Listen, I want you to do it, but I don't want to have to read it. So. Right.
He just wants the general gist of it, I guess.
Yep.
But he can't even be bothered to go to Wikipedia?
Just the least amount of work to do on this essay to get the smallest grade possible.
I suppose.
Maybe his mom blocked Wikipedia.
But didn't block Yahoo Answers?
Yes. There's moms so don't.
Moms might not know about Yahoo Answers.
Yeah, moms don't know.
It does seem to be largely crawling with high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. What do you think? Do you know the cause and effect of the Quartering Act of 1774?
Well, it's a well-known fact that the Quartering Act of 1774 states that frat boys can play quarters in appropriate venues.
Did they have quarters back then?
Quarters are eternal.
I assume they had to make some for the Quartering Act.
Yeah, but, I mean, George Washington wasn't president yet. Who would they put on the quarter?
They knew ahead of time.
Oh, so it wasn't like the king or something? It was...
That's how they knew to make him president.
Oh, because he was on the quarter.
Yeah.
And when they play quarters, they would have George Washington on there, and they're like, hey, this guy is pretty fun. Let's make him president.
Mm. Yeah.
This guy has a great wig.
And he's able to use his wooden teeth to bite through quarters.
Yes.
Exactly.
No, he made those wooden... Who was it? This isn't my joke. Somebody said this earlier, that he carved those wooden teeth out of a larger pair of wooden teeth. I think that was Brian's line.
I thought he carved them out of a log cabin that he was born in.
No, that was we were at the Ford's Theater in DC seeing the shrine to Lincoln, and we were watching a little presentation, and Bob just leans over to me and says, "Abraham Lincoln was born in a log cabin that he built himself," and I completely lost it. They had to stop the show. I was laughing so hard.
I've heard that joke before, but I never stop enjoying it.
Yeah. I had never heard it before. Anyway, so frat boys are playing quarters.
Mm-hmm. And the cause is obviously the douche movement.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now,
and the effects.
I haven't read about the douche movement in history books. Can you clarify that?
No.
All right.
You should know this.
Well, this isn't the gist of the question anyway. So that's
well, that was fair. the collection of douches from the 1770s, you know, that immigrated across this great land of ours, looking for places to be jerks to people.
What do you mean, this great land of ours? You have a different great land than ours.
Well, back then it was this great land of ours. Remember, because Quebec was part of America or something.
I'm
super unclear on a lot of this. I'm only about halfway through Assassin's Creed 3, so I'm still not sure on the basis of our country.
Well, you know, some people learn from Yahoo Answers, some people learn from video games.
Historical video games, thank you.
The important thing is you never crack a book, ever. Okay, so, and the effect?
The effect is people like us have to deal with these frat boy douches at karaoke.
Hmm. That's true. Was it last year or the year before where we... tried to do karaoke at Emerald City, and
that was a year before because we tried to do it two nights in a row.
Oh, that's what it was, yeah. Because we always do well on that Thursday night, but then we tempted fate and tried it a second time, and yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's all thanks to the Quartering Act of 1774.
Damn it.
We karaoke too close to the sun, my friends.
All of our wax melted.
What?
All of our wax records.
Oh, right. Wax. Uh-huh. Wax quarters. Isn't that what they used to make coins out of?
I thought those were the Sacagawea coins.
Oh, God. Nobody takes those.
That's why, because they're made of wax.
You try to give them to a building. You try to give them to a building. a business. And they say, oh, no, that's not real money. I'm not taking that. And, it's not fun. I'm trying to guess what these asterisks are. My textbook doesn't say star, star,
cats.
Star, star. My textbook doesn't say cats?
Yes. That's my guess.
I always assumed it was the gavology of its work.
No. Oh, that means work? I thought it meant wank.
Well,
it
no,
means
because
wank, of course.
Theirs have the dashes, not the asterisks.
Well, but they're
so that obviously it's a different word.
They're British, and this guy's American.
So. Yeah, this is American Gav.
Right.
Oh well.
I thought I was American Gav.
Well, did you write this question?
I think I did.
What is that word?
Al, this is a really elaborate way of getting Laura to do your homework.
Especially since I've been out of high school for 20 years. I did have this bitchy teacher, though.
I don't understand.
Person. Oh, go ahead.
Why is that word censored, but bitchy is not?
Well, bitchy isn't swearing, but bitch is, I assume.
Maybe he misspelled itchy.
That could be.
Well, maybe.
I'm not sure because... We get a lot of questions in there about anatomy and about weird sex problems, and none of that gets censored.
No.
Maybe he censored himself.
That could be. I mean, he's... I don't know, though, because, I mean, he doesn't have time to punctuate properly. I can't imagine him taking the time to type stars.
Well, that's why he doesn't have time to punctuate.
I mean, do you think he wrote out, like, a curse word and then deleted it and put stars in front of it?
Well, no, but you have to hit the shift. And this guy obviously doesn't like the shift button.
That's not true. He capitalized essay.
Oh, of course. Which is an important word to capitalize in the middle of that sentence.
Well, yes, but he didn't capitalize it until later.
Right.
He'd probably already used all of his capitals for that week.
So it's like Scrabble?
Yeah.
All right.
This question was written by John Hodgman.
Oh, man.
Or possibly you.
John Hodgman would totally just make something up about the Quartering Act of 1774.
Though. Yep.
And it would probably involve Cthulhu and mole men and, I don't know,
some
hobos.
Some horrible abomination of the two of them.
Yeah, probably. So do you know anything about the coercive acts?
No. I assume it's the frat boys coercing girls to do horrible things.
Of course.
Because that's what they do.
It is what they do. And you'd think after we fought a couple of wars with these guys that they'd go away, but they're still around.
They just come back in greater numbers.
Yes. but they ride single file to hide their numbers. All right, Laura, well, I appreciate you attempting to answer this child's problem, but I fear we're too late because he needed it by tomorrow a week ago.
Again, I say poor kid.
Do you? Do you really say that?
I don't mean it, but I say it.
Oh, okay.
That's the spirit.
I'm just wondering if you ever found out that your children, when they got a little older and they had to write stuff for school, if you found out that they were on the internet asking people to do their homework for them, what would you do?
I don't even know. I'd make them go read a book.
Would you consider yourself a failure as a parent is kind of what I'm getting at.
Yes.
I mean, you would blame them, but would you also kind of blame yourself?
Yes.
Okay.
And see, all of this is ridiculous because the real way to get people to cheat on your homework is to get Amanda to do it.
Well, of course. That's her
job, is that
job,
what we
right?
do?
So I graduated.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, unfortunately, when I was in high school, she wasn't born yet, but, you know. In theory, that's a...
Well, that's just a case of wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, it's a story of my life.
I don't think Canadian homework would go over too well in my rural Tennessee high school, though.
That's probably fair. Not. Their history is just talking about how they burned down the White House over and over and over again.
Not true. We also talk about John A. McDonald occasionally.
Who?
I have no idea.
No. You started this. Who is that?
No, he's definitely a figure of Canadian history.
I know. And
he's on our money.
You just admitted to knowing a fact, and I want you to follow through with it.
That's it. That's all I know.
That he existed.
I think he was our first prime minister.
Oh.
Maybe.
That's kind of redundant, isn't it? First prime minister?
I think so.
Prime minister.
Oh.
He was the minister in charge of pulling things open.
Oh, I see.
You know, clamshells and stuff.
Right.
Hmm.
Did he do it with a crowbar or like a...
No,
or with his wooden teeth.
He's a prime minister.
Did they have wooden teeth in Canada, though?
No, his teeth were made of clams.
I assume they were made of beaver pelts. Your entire economy is based on beaver pelts,
right? No, his wig was made of beaver pelts. Try to keep up here, man.
That's why the fur trapping industry was so important, because all those powdered wigs back then.
Exactly.
Were made from beavers and moose and so forth.
You had to catch a feral wig and skin him.
Now, do you guys have that down south? Because I know there was, you know, some fur trapping and stuff like that back then, you know, down that way. Do you have wild wigs is what I meant?
Well, yes, but they're made out of raccoons, not beavers.
Oh, right. Like Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett.
No, David Boone.
Those guys are the same guy, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
I assume they are. And the Alamo guy.
Yes.
Pee Wee Herman?
Yes. There's no basement in the Alamo. All right. I don't know where the hell we ended up, but I think we're done here. Laura, always a pleasure, and take care.
Safe
journey.
Hi, everybody. This is the Almighty Brown Mage. Not that I'm almighty. It just, you know, makes me feel better.
That's just a ceremonial title.
Mighty enough.
Right.
I am embarrassed to admit that I still can't tell you and the other one apart. I'm so sorry.
Oh, come on, dude. He's the brown one.
Oh. Yeah, but the email came from Black Mage. I'm so confused.
It's a very dark shade of brown.
Oh, well. Wasn't that some kind of a classic rock album, A Darker Shade of Brown? Oh, boy. So
that's
we got...
a brown album.
Oh, yes, of course. No, that was an actual album by Primus.
Oh, God, really?
Yep. Anyway.
Damn you, music.
Hey, how you doing there, Brandon, is it? Yes, Brandon.
Yes.
Let me just check my notes here.
How's it going?
How's pretty good.
Excellent.
Now, you guys, what was it? Horse tamales, right? I got notes here. I remember you guys. It's like when you go to the doctor and haven't been there for 2 years, and he's like, you're the one. Oh, right, you're the one with herpes. Right, okay, I remember you now.
Yes, I'm the one with the herpes.
Thank you. So it was horse tamales, right?
Yeah, that was us.
Okay. That's all I remember, mages and horse tamales.
They go together so well.
Yes. Like a horse in marriage.
God.
All right, Matt, why don't you read the question?
All right. Guys, how would you react in this case? Guys, if a girl you don't know personally, but noticed around school, came one day to you and told you there's something about you that makes her want to get to know you, or if she told you that she liked you and would like to be friends, despite the fact that you never exchanged a word before, though you used to stare/gaze at her, how would you honestly react? Would you be too taken aback/surprised to say anything or to say what you think? Would you reject her even think she must be weird/easy/desperate? Would it be likely that you'd go and tell all/some of your friends? What happened and make fun of it? Overall, is this likely to turn out bad for her? You're both in the 11th grade.
That last line really made it for me. You're both in 11th grade.
I don't even. Yeah, I don't even.
This one,
also, this guy doesn't know what periods are.
No.
He seems to like commas, though.
Oh, lots of commas.
Mm-hmm. And slashes. He's a big slash fan.
Yeah. Well, the guitarist for Guns N' Roses?
Oh, no.
he really likes top hats.
Well.
Who doesn't? I feel like this is supposed to be hypothetical, but it's clearly
it is,
not.
Yeah, it's not covering to be hypothetical. For it very well.
Right. I'm asking for a friend. All right. So what do you think? I don't even know what he's asking. So you got your work cut out for you on this one.
Well, let me think about how many girls told me they liked me in the 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
It wasn't the same as me? Yeah. All right, awesome.
I don't know what the hell you guys were doing wrong. I had at least
three that I imagined. And one of them was Phoebe Cates from Fast Times at Ridgemont High, so I don't think that counts.
Oh, well, look, if we're counting imagined girlfriends, then I made out like a stud. At least twice a night for about 5 years.
Nice.
Oh, now I'm trying to think of who Phoebe Cates was.
She was the girlfriend in Gremlins, is probably what she's best known as.
Okay.
Oh, with the dead father?
Yes. But in Fast Times at Ridgemont High, there was this bit where Judge Reinhold is actually...
She's the one coming out of the pool?
Yes.
Well, okay.
And they catch him masturbating to that image. Yeah.
Yeah.
What, like in real life?
Yeah. Well, no, in the movie.
You know, they caught it on set and they just decided to use it in the movie.
Yeah.
Judge, no!
His name is Judge. So, okay. Like I say, you really got to dissect this question and diagram the sentence, because I don't know what the fuck's going on here. So first you got to untangle what they're asking and then attempt to answer it?
Answer?
I don't know.
Well, if I'm interpreting the question right, this actually happened to me, and it was sixth grade, though.
Sixth grade?
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure like most of us was completely socially awkward, so
yep.
I completely clammed up and didn't say anything.
So is that your advice to this person? Did that work out well for you?
Well, I probably not created, I don't know.
Yeah, I found that usually worked for me.
So would you reject her and even think she must be weird or easy or desperate?
Weird slash easy slash death.
Oh, terribly sorry to leave out the slashes. Forgive. Excuse the fuck out of me.
Good, you should be.
Yes. Terribly sorry. Yes.
I think what I did was I rejected her, but it was more like because I was more paranoid of the kind of the stereotypical teen movie thing where they throw you in the closet and with a to do like 7 minutes in heaven or something.
Oh, right.
Put the pig and make fun of you or something like that.
Is that an actual thing people did?
Yeah, they throw you in a closet with a bottle. You have to make out with the bottle for like 7 minutes. And then they open the closet and they all laugh at you.
Kids are weird.
Because, I mean, who makes out with a bottle, really? Come on. And then there's that urban myth where somebody got it stuck on their penis and it was airtight and they had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, sure. And then they pumped, like, 50 pounds of semen out of the bottle?
No. It's, you have to then stick a light bulb up their ass to balance it out.
Ah.
And if the light bulb turns on, you're done.
If the light bulb turns on, then I think the government takes you away and does experiments on you.
That's called Fester's disease.
Very nice. All right, Brandon, any final thoughts? Anything you want to say? Anything? All right, man. Well, always a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll talk to you.
And they've summoned me from the other room, I guess, because someone canceled. And my name's Amanda.
Yes. That's good. Thank you, Peter. Now leave.
I'm great.
Yes.
No one asked.
You don't know me. I'm Amanda. I'm great.
I'm pretty sure none of those things are true. But let's ask you a question. Why not?
I don't know. Why not?
Well, because there's a plane flying over.
I thought
you were going to fix that.
Wait.
The planes?
Yes,
fix the planes.
I thought you were going to put up a net or something.
Would I look like a Tholian to you?
Yes.
I mean, a little.
I mean, you got that gem head, but other than that...
And you love Tranya.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a spider.
Yeah, there's two things we know about Amanda. She's got an old Tranya she likes to fix. Okay. So here is your question, pulled from the wilds of the internet.
That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, it does. You see the gleam in my eye when you said that? Here's your question.
Bad idea theater.
What does Mars symbolism? Now you can see it in front of you here in case you missed what I'm saying here. What does Mars symbolism?
Also, Mars isn't capitalized, so
nope,
is that...
Nope, sure isn't.
So that can't mean the planet or like a person.
Nope.
No, it's the thing, Mars.
Yes, the common noun, Mars. So what do you think? What is Mars symbolism?
What does it symbolize to you?
Yes.
How come you seem very old?
How did you came to see now when you were very old?
All right, let's break this down. Uh-huh. So we got what?
Yeah, I'm still following on what. You even got me as far as what does.
Does.
Then things sort of fall off a cliff.
Okay, Mars.
Sort of a rhetorical cliff.
But not any of the proper noun Marses.
Maybe it means like the verb, like this soap mars my window. You know
doesn't
what I mean?
That have,
like it stops
that,
your window?
Doesn't that like block doesn't or wreck? Doesn't that mean doesn't that need two R's?
Mars, doesn't it like I don't know. Why don't I look that up and you
fill the
talk amongst yourselves.
You continue to break the question down.
Matt, do a dance. Do a dance for the people. Are you guys singing that song about the ice cream?
Well, we are now.
Do do
yes.
Do 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 do.
Actually no. Wait.
Do do.
No, that's okay. You guys have mixed Tom's Diner and Powerhouse somehow.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. Da, 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 da. I am standing by the thing that da, does da, a da, thing da, that pulls the thing.
Right. And she's something something ice cream.
There's no ice cream in that song.
And she's eating her umbrella.
that's right. She's eating her umbrella.
She makes love to her umbrella. Mark, to spoil, to damage.
Okay, so what does spoil or damage symbolism?
Yes.
I don't know. War, what is it good for?
No, no, no. That's Mars, the planet.
Yeah. Now, what is symbolism? Let's break that down. First, it starts with symbol.
Yep.
So, which,
like a metal plate that comes with a drum kit.
Right.
And ism.
Which is, so like...
What ruins symbols would be, like, hammer,
mm-hmm.
or a
mm-hmm.
furnace.
Yes.
Or a child.
Yes. Well, and children. Ism is, I think, a Middle Eastern country.
Yes. We were at war with ism for many years.
Yeah.
And now we sell them symbols. Oh, right. We sell them symbols, of course.
Of course. So
what stops us from selling symbols to ism?
And what ruins that?
Trade embargoes?
Yes. Well, if there's two things we know about Star Wars, it's people won't shut up about trade embargoes.
They're fascinating.
I like trade embargoes in Star Trek.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right.
I like
as long as the Maquis aren't involved.
In space.
Yeah. I, the Maquis can go to hell. 3 different times.
Yep.
Just to be sure.
So, okay, let's assume it means the planet. Because why not? What is the planet symbolism? It's red. It's got a couple
Captain,
of moons.
We've arrived at the mysterious planet symbolism.
Should ask Irene. She knows what red symbolizes.
That's true, but...
She's an expert.
Irene didn't sign up for this. You did.
Summon her.
Because you like to participate. That's one thing I know about you, is you like to participate.
That doesn't
sound like...
In a big
truck you like to work on, and you like to participation.
Yes. She loves to participate.
I've got a participation and a symbolism award.
I think
and
we need
a big
to,
truck.
I think we need to adapt this person's... grammar going forward.
Wherefore being answer.
She likes to participation is what you said.
Wait, precipitation?
Yes. That's the name of the song we used at the beginning of the show for a while.
Oh.
You know, the one that said rain.
Da, da, rain. Da, da, well, if she didn't eat her umbrella, she wouldn't have this problem.
That sounds like horrible, like, well, she was asking for it.
She was asking to get she wet was, from the rain.
She was wearing a short skirt and eating her umbrella, so she had it coming, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I want a girl with a short skirt and an eaten umbrella.
Do you? Is that living the dream, Matt?
Yeah, I think
in
so.
In a dune buggy.
In a dune buggy.
Now you got it covered.
You could do that in Mars.
Can you?
You could do it in Mars, but you can't do it on Mars.
Do it on Mars.
There's that Mars rover there now.
Yeah, that's practically a dune buggy, and
it
it's all sandy.
And it has its own Twitter account.
All my bases have been covered.
All your base.
belong to
symbolism.
Oh, I haven't heard an all your base reference in nigh on 20 years.
That's not true.
Nigh
we
on 20
we did a sketch of it on our show.
Nigh on 20 episodes.
Amanda did the voice.
So she did.
Yeah.
You laughed.
Well, that shows how much people pay attention to our show, even the co-host of it.
Well, Matt doesn't pay attention to anything.
That's true.
Matt likes popular podcasts.
All right. That's not true. There's no such thing as popular podcasts.
Well, that is also a good point. All right, any further points? Anything you want to say about what Mars symbolisms?
I think we may have expounded as far as we possibly can.
Ooh, expounded.
Expounded.
I don't think that's a word.
Nope.
It is now.
Freeism now.
Freeism with purchase of lesser or equal ism.
Lesser or equal symbol.
Yes. Lesser or equal people eating umbrellas.
Da, 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 da,
all right.
Da, da.
Get out of here so we can talk about you.
I just assume that's what you're doing all the time. That's what you're all doing all the time.
What else would we do?
Hi, everybody. I am Jeremy from Destroyal Podcasts. You may also know me as an indie comic writer because my comic Golden Gate Riot is published by a real company and stuff, but in Canada. So if you don't live there, back from my website instead. Okay, plug over.
I like how you had to specify. Well, they're kind of real. They're in Canada. I have to.
Well, I mean, it's real for Matt.
Right. I find myself having to do that a lot between my co-host and my wife. Well, they exist.
They're really. Real people from a fake country.
Exactly. Are you guys a fake country, or are you just like a not a grown-up country?
We're a faux country is what it is.
Ah, I see. I just assumed you were sort of like you when you go to the UN, you sit at the kids' table.
Yeah.
It's not that you're an imitation
it's us
country.
In Peru.
What's that?
It's us in Peru.
Yeah. Well, Peru knows what it did.
Yeah, but Canada's sexier than Peru, so when you say Canada's a full country, you know, Canada is over 18. Canada can go in, you know, buy porn and cigarettes and stuff, so it's cool.
Well, and we bought them for Peru.
Yeah, and Canada's got that whole French section, I think, is what accounts for that. Say what you will about the French. I mean, that definitely gives you a sexy edge over Peru, which just has llamas. And
we got llamas if we wanted.
And as I recall, some kind of special gem that Megatron could use to blow up something. I don't remember. Anyway, Jeremy, we got a question here for you.
Shoot.
Oh boy, Matt, is it your turn? Is it my turn? I don't.
I don't remember.
It's not like I'm editing these together in order anyway.
Yeah. Screw it. Can someone commit suicide with a laptop charger without having someone to tie it to something? Like
no. Somewhere to tie it to.
Oh, well, let me take that again. Okay. Can someone commit suicide with a laptop charger without having somewhere to tie it to, like a tree?
Like a tree.
Well, you could commit suicide with a laptop charger, but I feel like it's more fun to commit suicide with a friend or a lover. You know, suicide packs are kind of romantic.
Yeah, I could see that.
So you're thinking that this question isn't asking if you could physically end your life with it, but rather would you agree to end your life with a laptop charger? Like, that's how you're reading this?
Right. Yeah, I mean, like Thelma and Louise, they ended their life with a car.
It's just but, you and
you know,
me, laptop
it wasn't
charger.
The car. Yeah, it wasn't the car that killed them. They all decided to die together.
I see.
Thelma, Louise, and the car.
I could see you committing suicide with a laptop charger then, just because if you wrap it around you, it's like one last hug.
I'm actually having a hard time picturing a laptop charger. Don't most laptops just, the battery's in there and you just plug it in?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at a Mac laptop charger right now.
Like the power cord?
Yeah, that's a power cord, basically.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But I mean, that's what I've thought of.
Yeah. I guess that
but there's, like, usually a little box connected to the power cord. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's a transformer or a converter or something.
I think it's a GoBot.
Does it secretly turn into a robot?
Yes. It's a GoBot. It turns into a terrible robot where you can still see its face.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you a GoBot story real quick here.
Oh, please do.
So, a friend
Matt,
of mine...
have a cigarette.
About 10 years ago, a friend of mine, as a joke, got me a GoBot because I have a bunch of transformers. And the GoBot was still sealed in the card, you know, just like it had been since the 1980s, right?
Uh-huh.
So I take one look at it and I go, okay, we got to preserve this. We got to really enjoy this 1980s air. So, like, me and a couple of my friends came up and we very carefully peeled open the card and took a deep breath of 1980s air.
So you were huffing
that...
GoBots.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't so much the GoBot. It was just the air the GoBot was preserved in, you know,
sure.
Because... those things got to be airtight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
oh, sure.
They rust or something.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so after we finished breathing in the 1980s air and remembering Max Headroom and stuff, right,
mm-hmm.
We decided to try and transform the GoBot, right? I mean, that's what you do.
Sure.
And it immediately broke.
What? And of course you didn't look at the instructions, right? You just, no, I can do this. I get it. The arms go here.
What instructions? I mean, the legs go down, the arms go up. That's it.
Yeah.
But both arms broke off the second we touched them.
Nice.
Do you remember which one it was? Like one of the imaginatively named ones, like Psykill or Scooter or Turbo?
So it was a UFO. And I remember that.
That's a great thing to make into a toy because nobody knows what one looks like. You just have a lump of plastic. Ah, it's a UFO.
It was vaguely sort of shaped like a saucer, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I remember it from my childhood because that particular character was female. It was a girl bot.
So but, are you one of those people who's into robot? I mean, we don't judge here, but
am I a robosexual?
Way? Yes, exactly.
Yeah. No, I don't think I could ever truly fall in love with a robot. A couple of reasons why not.
Oh, no, I didn't say fall in love with.
Oh, okay. Well, I also don't think I'd want to have sex with a robot.
Okay.
Because most robot females, right, their breasts are either guns or missiles, and you never know when that shit's going to go off.
Yeah.
That's true.
And there's also the fact that they're never as old as they say they are. Like, look at Rachel in Blade Runner. She had to be younger than 4 years old. Therefore, Deckard is a pedophile.
Yeah, but robot years are kind of like dog years, aren't they? I mean, you know, if they follow computer rules, then being 4 years old means she's already obsolete.
True.
Well, how old is Optimus Prime? Isn't he millions of years old? So are we going to say that it's actually trillions of years old?
Could be. But he was asleep for a lot of that, too. That's why he was so well-preserved.
So Sleeping Beauty is still 16 or whatever, even though she's been in that box for 200 years?
Because, on the other hand, and Matt, I'm going to go deep Transformers here for a sec. Just bear with me. Yeah. Are you mock-sleeping me? There was Alpha Trion who stayed back on Cybertron and grew a long beard, like robots do.
Right. Well, here's a question for you. Uh-huh. This may actually include Matt a little bit, because, Matt, you were around for Beast Wars, right?
I were around for Beast Wars, yes. And
although
they
called it Beasties up there.
They did.
Yeah.
Now, is that because you don't like beasts or because you don't like wars?
I think it's because we don't like wars.
I think they were big Beastie Boys fans, actually.
Well, you'll be glad to know then that the Japanese equivalent of Beast Wars had a rap song as the theme.
Oh, Lord.
Well, of course it did. A Japanese rap song.
Oh, God.
I feel like rapping in Japanese is kind of cheating because every word ends in a vowel, so it's really easy.
It's like doing a rap in Italian. It's just not a good try.
Right. Anyway, Beast Wars, right? Mm-hmm. They turned out they were on Earth in the past and not an alien planet, and they found the Ark, and Optimus Prime was just, like, sleeping in there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I remember.
And they show up, and they're, like, all animals and shit, and Optimus Prime's just sleeping there. And then, you know, the new Megatron, the dinosaur one, the one who looks like Barney, shoots Optimus Prime in the head, right? And I know that this causes some big time disruption, blah, 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 but for the period where time had been altered because Optimus Prime was dead, then shouldn't everybody else, like, still have been living their life as if he was dead? And then why didn't we have, like, a cool post-apocalyptic future Earth where in 1984... the Autobots woke up, and it's like, well, Optimus Prime isn't here. I guess we'll just sit around and play Parcheesi, and everyone just did whatever they wanted.
See, I like to think, because one of the running threads in my reviews was that he was an idiot, I'd like to think that, that they'd have a perfect utopia if he never existed.
So would they immediately go and kill Megatron? Oh, wait, I know what happens. Cliffjumper, right? He was the guy with the sniper rifle that was trying to kill Megatron.
Uh-huh.
In this alternate universe, he actually kills Megatron.
There
and then
go.
The war's over.
Yep. And then Cliffjumper, as played by Casey Kasem, gets all pissed off because he has to play an up-tempo record after a goddamn death dedication.
Right, exactly. And he can't ever be the leader because he's one of those little tiny toys, right?
Right.
The leader toys are always expensive.
Plus, you can't.
So that makes him number two.
Two? And you
can't. Dead Ravage.
You can't call him Cliff Jumper Miss Prime anyway. That's terrible. Okay, anyway, back to the question at hand, killing yourself with a laptop charger.
Right, right. Optimus Prime would know about killing himself because he's done it several times.
That's true. In a video game once.
Him. Yes. Although you could make a pretty good argument that a lot of the other deaths that he went through were also suicides. Like, the one in the Japanese Headmaster show where he's just like, I'm gonna, like, hug this disco ball and then die.
Well, Matt, isn't that like a mythological, like, a long-standing, like, one of Joseph Campbell's archetypes where you hug a disco ball?
Oh, the hug of the... Yeah, the first the hero has to hug it.
Right.
Himself. so he could be reborn as a slightly different robot.
Right. Isn't that where Dazzler came from?
Yes, exactly.
I gotcha.
That also explains Gem and the Holograms.
Roller skates, I'm not sure.
And Gem and the Holograms, yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously.
Anyway, I think we've answered that question quite thoroughly.
Well, in the roundabout, completely not answering it way, but that's...
that's the best kind.
That's how we do, so you've adopted the house style, so well done.
Great. Well, right. Now I'm going to go break my Optimus Prime toy.
Excellent. All right, well, good to hear from you, Jeremy, and take care.
Oh, yeah, and don't forget that Matt is going to be on my show very shortly for the Batman Returns podcast.
Ah,
so
very
check that out, too.
Did you guys sort out the whole eating mistletoe thing? Because that never made a lick of sense to me.
Oh, my God. We went on.
We talked extensively about it.
Excellent. Well, be sure to tune in for that to hear those guys discuss that.
Yeah.
Great. www.destroyallpodcast.com. Thanks very much, guys.
All right. Take care.
And I'm back. Hi, I'm T-Hom, co-host of the Tomb of Terror podcast, and I'm here to answer the internet's problems.
Well, one specific internet problem, yes. But,
but I'm sure other people also have this problem. So
a lot of people have this problem.
I don't know. There's a lot of question marks here. I feel like this person kind of owns this question, if only because they asked it with, what is this, 17 question marks?
See, I assumed it was every question mark was a person demanding an answer.
They're all like waiting in line. It's like a picture of tiny little people waiting in line.
Yeah, exactly.
That could be it. I feel like you need a new nickname because
it's been a year.
Yeah, we called you Thom and then we called you T-Hom and now I need something else. What do you think, Matt?
Tom Thom.
Like Tom Thumb?
I was thinking like Tom Tom, but that works too.
Yeah, very well. The important thing is I can hear him reacting with indifference. And that makes me want to use it all the more. I like, for maybe like a week, you're like, no, it's pronounced Tom. And then you're like, fuck it, it's Thom. Fine.
You know what? God damn it.
You guys are just not going to stop. Fine.
Oh, we'll never stop.
Oh, no. We are the group that tormented me about donuts for 3 years. Trust me, we don't like to let things go.
No.
All right, Matt, you volunteered to read this question. And
I did indeed.
I feel like it needs a certain special touch, so make sure you give it the attention it needs.
The old college try.
Yeah, the old college dropout try. Wait, no, you finished college.
Yeah, I finished college.
All right. Very well.
What up on me?
Yeah, me too.
All right.
Subject line.
I have to pee so badly, but there is no bathroom available.
Lots of question marks.
Question mark, 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 dot, dot, dot. I'm at my grandparents' house, and I really need to use the bathroom, 2 exclamation points, but the ground has piles of stuff and a sweeper, so I didn't want to go in there because I think my uncle was in the middle of cleaning. The only other bathrooms is the one in my grandparents' room and the one in the basement. I don't want to go in my grandparents' room because I feel awkward, and what if they walked in on me and I don't want to get to the one in the basement because that's my uncle's room down there, and he's down there right now, and I don't want to use his bathroom. What should I do? My bladder is about to explode. 4 question marks, 3 exclamation points.
Well done. We should mention that we pulled these questions, a week ago now? Yeah, it was like the day after Thanksgiving, and we're recording this a week later, so...
And they were we were pulling pretty...
Oh, yeah, and it might have been a couple of days. It might have been a couple of days old at best, but they were mostly new. So this person has been waiting to pee for a really long time now.
Yep.
Someone with their bladder probably might have burst by now, so...
It's possible, but for the future, for people who suffer from this again... They need our help.
So the future generations might not suffer as he did.
Right.
Well, it's certainly an understandable question. I understand the bathroom awkwardness of someone else's bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Especially if it's a really fancy bathroom. Like, grandparents' bathroom is going to have, like, you know, Hummel figurines on the tank. Maybe one of those, like, sew doll things to cover up the toilet paper roll.
Oh, you know who was terrible for that is this past summer I went to D.C. and visited some friends, and one of those friends was our pal Tidro.
Ah.
She did her bathroom up in a steampunk style, all brass and, you know, gears and very cool looking. I did not want to touch anything, and I certainly didn't want to poop on anything.
Nope. And the worst part is all of her soap is fancy.
Yeah, and you don't know what's the soap and what's the sink and what. Oh, yep. God, it was a mess. So yeah, there's that situation. You don't know if any of the bathrooms are usable.
Yeah.
There's that, and there's the whole cleanliness issue of the first bathroom that, Lord knows, people have got issues on that.
Yep.
Yeah, and the word piles is not a good sign. Not a good word to hear in relation to the bathroom. They were piles.
Oh, good. This bathroom is full of piles. You know what? I'm going to wait.
Hopefully his uncle was taking care of the pile. Also, I wonder, are there two different uncles in this story? I feel like it needs some clarification.
This paragraph is swarming with uncles.
I was wondering that as well. I was like, well, he can't be cleaning if he's downstairs.
I mean, if he's cleaning from downstairs, he's either very good or very bad at what he's doing.
Well, I assume that sweeper is a Roomba, so maybe it's like a remote control, you know, like he's got the remote control downstairs.
Oh, you think their bathroom has a dust bowl in it?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. What do you think, Tom? Or Tom. Fuck it. I'm just gonna call you Tom.
Okay, that'll work.
This year, you get your normal name.
Yay!
Merry Christmas.
Finally. Just kick open the door and go running down the street. Finally.
It's been 3 years. I want to give you something you don't expect at all.
I'm free.
Now I know when you're actually talking to me.
Oh, it won't last.
Gotta good.
Gotta keep you on your Tom toes.
Yeah.
So help this poor urgent urinator out.
urinator, that's tough.
Yeah.
My only thoughts that aren't going to actually be helpful are, do they have a cup? You know, they can use a cup if they have to, go that bad.
That's true.
Yeah. Plus, you got the whole ICUP thing going, which is nice.
Depending where their family lives, they can always go outside.
That's
true pioneer experience.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. For some reason, I'm picturing they're in like a giant, like New York style apartment, which is like eight stories tall, and like there's apartments. You know, like there's nowhere. Maybe off the fire escape.
Yeah, no one cares if you pee out of a window in New York.
No.
That's like, inherently, you should go out in the hallway, then.
Yeah.
Just don't throw pennies out the window and you're fine.
That's what TV has led me to believe.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's nothing to fear in New York but pennies.
Right.
So, yeah, other than sympathizing with the question asker, there seems to be a fairly simple question.
Get a cup.
Yeah, get a cup.
Or a bottle. Mm-hmm.
Your grandparents' ficus, that
get
works.
Get a safe.
Yeah, get a safe. I'm thinking maybe like, I used to work around pilots and they had like,
So you're saying urinate on a pilot?
Yes. Or on the pilot light.
That works too.
Because that's a fire hazard. Pilots have these, piss bags in their flight suits. For long flights. They have a tube that goes from their genital. It used to just be from their man parts, but there's lady pilots now. Mm-hmm. And go from their genitals to a little piss bag that they wear inside their flight suit, and then they empty it out when they get back. It's kind of gross, but maybe you need one of those for your grandparents' house. Why are you in a flight suit, Billy? Never you mind.
because your three bathrooms are all too fancy.
I'm scared of my uncle, so I joined Top Gun.
Grandma can't pee. The bathroom is full of uncles.
So instead, I'm just going to stand right here and pee in my danger zone suit.
Oh, your grandfather had that problem during the war. I'm old.
I'm a woman. All right. Any final thoughts about this, or you think that just covers it? Carry a receptacle of some kind.
Yeah, pretty much all I've got for this one.
Just very don't well. Whiz on the electric fence.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Don't do that. Maybe a spittoon.
Ooh, yeah.
Because grandparents gotta have spittoons, right?
Right. Who pissed in the spittoon?
That
got your
like
urine all over my spit.
That sounds like a great board game. Who pissed in the spittoon?
From the makers of Don't Break the Ice.
All right, Tom, I can't remember if you plugged your show or not, but what the hell, do it again.
I did the Tomb of Terror podcast at tombofterror.podbean.com. It's me and my friend Craig talking about horror movies and horror TV. We're on to our second year, so.
And you guys are up to what, episode, like, a million? Like,
we just recorded 72, and we've done, like, 8 or 9 specials.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You know, not to do too much horn tooting, but there aren't a lot of people who stick with it that long. And, you know, I really respect that.
So. You know, there were times where we almost, you know, threw it in, and I'm like, no, damn it, I'm paying money to host this thing. Yep. I'm not giving this up.
There's a point where you get in and it's, okay, no, I'm too far in. I'm in. I'm going to keep going.
And, I mean, there's, like, no good horror podcasts.
Right.
I've looked a lot.
No, it's good that you're doing the Lord's work out
there.
Yeah. I mean, the Lord is Satan in this case, but good glad to talk to you. And
yeah, thanks, man.
Take care.
Take care.
All right.
Hi, I'm Tidro. That's all.
Right. Hi, Tidro.
That's all. No, you're so much more than that.
I make stuff.
You do make stuff. And
you make awesome stuff.
We've been looking at your stuff, and it is amazing stuff.
Yeah.
You guys, all of you who have joined the fan club, and there's still a little time if you want to join, most of the things that you receive are made by this lady.
Yes.
They are amazing. I mean, there's a team involved. Vishal designed the stuff. Bob made it fit, but Tidro's actually making the stuff with her hands, and it is
amazing.
Thank you, guys.
And it is just friggin' awesome.
Yes, it is.
I'm pretty pleased with it.
Good. As well you should be.
Yes.
Thank you.
Job well done. And now, it is time to ask you a ridiculous question from the depths of the internet.
Well, go right ahead.
All right. I'll take this one, Matt.
All right. Go get him.
Weird dream, what does it mean? Can't remember how it started, but I was in a van with my mother, and we were driving to a cabin as part of a group for a vacation, but it looked like the dessert. As we looked out the car window, we saw men balancing other naked men on their shoulders? I was stunned, and the guys were actually pretty good-looking. I was confused, but then realized in the dream that this was for an MTV game show. My mother also saw these men, but was upset and embarrassed since I enjoyed what I saw, so I stopped looking. Then we passed by a watering hole, and I saw these pink birds, but we drove off too fast to see them. We drove back and forth for some reason, and now I saw hundreds of vividly pink flamingos gathering and just standing there in this watering hole in the desert. A woman, I presume to be my mother's friend, says, "This is what we do, drive, fish, eat." We make it to the cabin, and I realize my mother is getting back together with my real-life abusive stepfather. She left him years ago. I'm upset, and I hear him telling my mother, "In not dressed right," and New Year's is coming, and she looks submissive and quiet. I somehow see my aunt, and I tell her if I were my mother, I'd rather get cancer instead of being with him. So, what does that mean? This woman is out in the desert.
Looking at flamingos
and naked men.
And naked men. Well, obviously she's a giant pervert.
Could be.
Well, clearly.
This is such a sex dream.
I don't know. See, I feel like perverts have, you know, normal bland dreams, and I feel like repressed people have dreams like that.
Okay.
Like metaphorical pervert dreams.
Gotcha.
Right.
Where they drive into a tunnel, like a lot of times.
Yeah, rockets launching.
I think flamingos are a pretty...
What are they symbolic of? Some kind of...
Oh, definitely that's a vagina thing.
Really? I thought that they were symbolic of Worf getting laid.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's that.
We established that, the three of us, long ago, actually.
Yes.
Long, long ago.
Yes. Does that involve the putting up of legs? Is that why they're like...
No, look at them. They're pink and they're sort of...
Yeah, but they're pink.
If you look at this, look at the shape of them. It's almost like a lobule sort of thing.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if there's one thing I know about Yahoo Answers, it's... Well, if there's two things I know, one, people really need help fixing their old truck. And two, there are a lot of labia-related problems on Yahoo Answers. Like, a lot.
Really?
Matt, have you noticed that?
Lobule Bird is my all-nude, all-female The Birds cover band.
That's not too bad, I guess. Were you just thinking of that instead of listening to what we were saying?
Yeah, clearly.
I figured that. Could hear the wheels turning.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, flamingos are pink because they eat shrimp, and that's not sexual at all. They're just shrimp.
Sure.
I mean, maybe if the flamingos were having sex with the shrimp.
I don't think that they are.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying if they were, then this would make sense.
Right. But
all the pieces would fall into place instantly if only flamingos had sex with shrimp.
Well, this is what we do, dry fish and eat.
So I really think that she thinks her mother is a lesbian.
Because a woman you presume to be her mother's friend?
Yes. Well, not even that. It's just like it's a lot of that sort of stuff.
Okay, well what else?
The whole dry fish eat and then the flamingos and
going to a cabin. Lesbians love cabins.
Do they?
That's a thing. Yeah, totally.
Well, I know the gay conservatives are called the Log Cabin Republicans.
I did not know that, but again, pieces are falling into place now.
Right.
It all makes sense.
Does it?
No.
Yes.
No, dreams are pretty subjective to begin with, and this is a person we don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although the van pretty much makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah.
I think it was Freud who said, if you're in a van, you're dreaming about your own death. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because vans weren't even invented yet.
Yeah. I also Freud think this...
Sometimes a van is just a van.
No. Not when it's a party van.
Mm.
What were you going to say, Tidro?
I think this chick really wants to go to Burning Man.
Really?
Well, yes. She wants to go to the... I think she means desert.
Well... She has an abusive father, so clearly she wants to go to Burning Man. That makes sense to me.
She's seeing looking at naked dudes in the desert.
No. It says dessert.
Maybe the Burning Man is on fire because he was served a la flambe.
That could be. He could have baked Alaska or whatever it is, and mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Totally on fire. No, the thing about these questions, and we're not going to tell you how to answer them, but I'm pretty sure you have to interpret them as written.
Yeah,
we're not going to enforce that as a hard and fast rule, but I think generally,
just in this case,
no, all the time. I think we need to accept them as written, not what you assume it means. And she's in the dessert.
Yes. Well, maybe it's like a very sugary dessert. I don't know.
Could be.
Just basically sugar.
Okay, but how does that figure into naked men and flamingos? Also, if there's naked men, how is her mother a lesbian?
Because she's not a lesbian, but her mother is.
Oh.
I feel like the more we talk about this, the more I'm pretty sure they're just going to a gay bar. I'm pretty sure that's what this cabin is.
Well, because Abraham Lincoln lived in a cabin, and there were all those Abraham Lincolns in the video for that song Gay Bar.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why.
I'm just saying, last time I was at a gay bar, they had naked men, flamingos, and desserts. So
nice.
I mean, it's been a few years, but...
All right, then. Well, I think we've solved this for this stranger on the internet that I couldn't even find again if I tried.
which you're not going to.
Oh, God, no. No. I hope this person died in a fire. I hope all these people die in fires.
At Burning Man?
Yes, at Burning Man. Thank you. Way to bring it home. Any final thoughts, Tidro? Any about this or about anything?
Well... This is crazy. I didn't realize people asked what about their dreams on the internet.
Oh, yes. They ask about their homework, but mostly about their labias. But occasionally, they ask about their dreams.
They don't always ask about their labias, but when they do, about flamingo labias.
All the time. Do flamingos have labias?
They must.
I don't know that.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
I don't know anything about bird genitals.
I'm pretty sure a flamingo is made of labias.
See?
That could be. I feel like it'd be more wrinkly if that were the case.
I mean, it's wrinkly on the inside.
Have you seen the inside of a flamingo?
Yes, that I have. I've seen the inside of a flamingo much more recently than I've seen the inside of a gay bar, so...
See, I've only caught a glimpse once when I was walking through an x-ray at the airport.
Mm.
There was a flamingo in front of me in line, and I caught a glimpse out of the corner of my eye, but it's rude to look.
I'm so sorry.
But, it's rude to look. I caught a glimpse and looked away, because, like, oh, you're not supposed to see that.
If you actually had gotten a better look, you would have seen it was just three midgets in a flamingo suit.
Covered
in labias, yes.
Right. No, I think it's actually three children in a flamingo suit.
No, it's three fountains in a fountain.
Three fountains in a fountain. No, I think it's three children in there, and I think they're trying to get into an R-rated movie that's only for flamingos.
Right.
At the airport?
At the airport.
Yes.
Ooh, they're trying to get into John Waters' Pink Flamingos.
Ugh, no God. One wants to get into that.
Well, those kids don't know that. It's like on The Simpsons when they tried to get in to see Naked Lunch.
Oh, yeah.
You just, they don't even know. Or was it Barton Fink? They did that joke twice.
They did do that joke twice.
Yes, and it was funny.
I can think of two things wrong with that title.
So again, Tidro, any final thoughts? Those were your penultimate thoughts. Now we're asking for your final thoughts.
Nope, it is always good to talk to you guys.
Yes.
And you.
Always nice to hear from a woman.
Oh, God.
All right. keep doing what you do. Matt, think of a way to say goodbye.
Safe journeys.
Tidro. Safe journeys. Thank you.
I'm Pat McDonald, Vancouver, Washington's finest. The original Vancouver's finest.
Oh, are we getting into that again?
Yeah. Yes.
Two words, my friend. Bull and shit.
I'm going to have to disagree.
We're finally going to hash this out, huh? The Battle of the Vancouvers.
Yep.
That's what this was really all about. Never mind Clusterflonk.
Mm. Oh, fuck that guy.
We're going to settle this Vancouver thing once and for all. Oh, listen, this has nothing to do with Flonk anymore.
Yeah.
This has gone beyond him. I actually threatened to call it Cluster Plambert this year, and he was not happy about that at all.
That's like the only thing that would keep him from actually showing up.
Right. No, that's the email I sent him to confirm, and he got really mad, but he's still coming.
He's got an ego, that guy. He needs to keep that in check.
Yeah, he really does. So, we have chosen a question for you from the wilds of the internet.
Okay.
From the madness that is Yahoo Answers or some site like that.
The dark side of the internet.
Yeah, and oh boy. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah.
Matt, you wanna take this one?
I do want to take this one.
Please do.
All right. What's a secretive animal? Like a snake, bunny, wolf, lynx?
I don't even know what this means.
Secretive animal.
Secretive. So like stealthy?
I assume it's an animal that keeps its secrets.
So like an animal that cheats on its wife, but like hides it?
Dark secrets, Al.
That's where I was going to go, but I think I've got two answers.
Okay.
All right.
I think the first would be my acoustic Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem cover band.
Secretive animal?
Yes.
Yeah. Very nice. I like that.
Roms.
But the other, I think, is when you're making sweet love,
mm-hmm.
your guy or your gal, style, right?
Sure.
And right before you climax, you grab a bag of animal crackers from underneath the sheets.
Uh-huh.
And you crush them up, and you sprinkle them all over your lover's behind. And then you shout, "Secretive animals!" And you sleep on the couch for a month.
How?
I just like to point out, 3 minutes into the, not even 3 minutes.
No, 2 minutes and 20 seconds.
And, you owe me $5.
Damn it. Everyone else's question was chosen at random from this pile that we culled. Yours was the only one that sex question. I picked the one that was least likely to be a sex question, and you still managed.
I can't turn it off, man.
Turn it around.
Yeah, if only I could find a way to make money.
Yeah. That's true, because you are like a sex alchemist.
Indeed.
All right, Pat, we will talk to you soon.
All right, take care, guys.
Take care, man.
Hi, my name's Kimberly.
All right, that was the
Hi,
best
Kimberly.
One. That was. Oh, are we confessing things?
Yes.
Oh, Lord.
I'm right. always confessing things.
All right, well...
Tell us your secrets.
The problem with these is, like, you have to say your first name and then your last initial. Like, you know, Matt R, except Algar is just one name, so, you know.
You could be Al-R.
Yes, I'm Alg-R.
With an apostrophe.
Never really worked out for you, did they?
No, I still have my Cola Cube addiction.
Well.
It's horrible. And I still need two painful root canals because of them. I'm pretty sure that's why.
Damn you, Cola Cubes!
Yep.
Looking it's like at a present. Right now,
they're calling out to me. No, must focus.
Maybe you
no.
should eat one.
No.
Maybe just one.
No.
Maybe half.
I have a salad and some water. That's what I'm having.
Maybe you could just sprinkle them. You could sprinkle them on your salad.
They don't sprinkle their hard candy.
That's why you need a handful.
Okay. You need to answer this question. That's your punishment.
And Matt, your punishment, even though you don't deserve it, but it is your turn.
All right.
Is to take a crack at reading this thing.
All right.
Which is entirely unreadable, but give it your best shot.
Can we use coot and sin if we're using Studio H and not IsoStream H? Studio H supports coot and sin statements, or printf and scanf is the only way? What advantage do we have of using open brackets IsoStream.h close brackets over OpenStudio.h close brackets question marks?
Two of them.
Well done. That was poetry. That was exactly as the author intended it, I assume. Perfect cadence and delivery.
Thank you. And now if you'll excuse me.
Yes. You were truly the poet laureate of us three people.
I've been saying that for years.
Well, now I'm taking the title away.
Damn it.
Can't be.
I just want to clarify that sin is in fact spelled with a C.
Yes, it could be kin.
Kin.
I mean, it's equally valid to pronounce it sin, I think, because who knows?
I would pronounce it sin, but then I would say with a C.
Okay.
To clarify.
Ah.
Which is also with a C. That's another C word.
Unless it's that can't clarify, like you're playing Mortal Kombat.
Oh, God. But see, combat is with a K.
Yes.
The well-known Dutch author.
And Sinbad is with a C.
No. Sinbad won Star Search.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true.
Ow.
There's a feather in his cap.
Yep. And then he was in Jingle All the Way.
Shoot the juggler?
Gigolo the Way?
Jingle All the Way. Or Gigolo the Way. That's fine, too.
I thought that was called The Way of the Gigolo.
Yes. Well, that was the sequel.
Jiggle All the Way, the plus-sized women pornography.
Mm. You got a link for that?
Hang on.
I know you have it bookmarked. We have similar tastes, you and I. Anyway. Kim, can you make sense of this nonsense?
Yes.
Can you do it without cheating?
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yes, you're honest about your dishonesty. Well done.
Well, I was going to make up a bunch of shit, and then my curiosity got the better of me, and I looked it up.
I knew we shouldn't send these to you guys ahead of time.
It makes perfect sense if you know C++.
Oh, is that what it is? Are people still using that?
Apparently.
I mean, I don't know anything about it, but I know they were using it like 20 years ago. It seems like D+ would be out by now.
That's my bra size.
Really? Just D+? They make them in plus?
They're custom.
No, they just add letters, actually.
Wait a minute. I mean, I would have guessed more than that. Anyway. We're just revealing all kinds of stuff.
It's taking a turn.
Yes, it has. Notice you're being awfully quiet over there.
I have rum in my drink.
No, not you.
Christmas.
You're being you, which means vocal and boisterous. Matt's being quiet.
I don't know what you're talking about. I may be watching that porn.
That could be. That's slightly rude only because you're not sharing.
You could put the link in.
Yeah, we could. Put in link in porn. That's a good idea.
God. This guy's fucking a stovetype hat.
That he built himself.
Out of a smaller stovetype. Stovepipe, holy shit.
Yeah, stovetype hat.
A stovetype hat.
Stovetop stuffing. He's fucking stovetop stuffing.
Hat.
Yes, in a hat. All right.
No, it's a hat made of stuffing.
Ooh. Or is it dressing?
Yes, and every day he would pull a new one out of a turkey.
Ooh, very nice.
Okay,
and then that's
a terrible mental image.
And then, as President of the United States, he would pardon that turkey.
And then eat it.
Yes. Oh, where do you think you're going? You're free, but I'm still going to eat you.
And delicious.
Yep. I like to think that Abraham Lincoln signed the Turkey Emancipation Proclamation.
Oh, of course.
Why would you do that?
To free the turkeys.
No one wants to free the turkeys. You want to eat the turkeys.
Well, I mean, in the 70s, they really wanted to free the jive turkeys. All right, answer this question. C++, what's that all about?
The answer is yes.
That's not funny.
Sorry. It's actually not the answer. I didn't actually read far enough to know the answer, but printf and scanf, the only way, I don't think so, because there's probably about 18 different ways in which you could print F or scan F.
See, they're not there's no space there. I think it's, as Matt said, print F and scan F.
Yeah, well, if you want to talk like that, then
I think I went to school with scan
scan.
Well, you guys went to school together, right? So maybe she would remember scan F.
I don't.
No?
No.
That's okay. For the first 3 years, she barely remembered me.
Wow.
We didn't meet.
That's why.
That's okay, Matt. I remember you.
I only sat in front of you in math for like 2 years.
I totally didn't remember that.
How could you look at the back of that curly head and not remember him?
Because I was sitting next to Kim.
You are Kim.
I know.
What the hell is going on here?
We were Kim squared.
Oh.
Because it was math.
Were you C++?
C++?
Wait, is it plus?
Yes. You've been saying it wrong your entire life.
Now, is it just when you're talking about C++, or is it like the mathematical symbol?
No, that's how you pronounce that word.
That's always been the way people have pronounced plus.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
So like 2 + 2?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where have you been?
Well, here.
Working. 2 + 2 = 4.
Equal? What the fuck? Now, this isn't just a Canadian thing, right? This is...
You know, dude, like, I would have thought that I was the one who didn't pay attention in math class.
It's one of those things that I've only seen in writing and never heard out loud. Like the way you say deckle.
What's wrong with deckle?
That's how you say deckle.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's so not. We're not going to have this conversation again.
We're already having this conversation.
Yeah, apparently we are. Not if I edit it, we're not. I am the minister of information.
Minister.
I decide what doesn't happen.
I just plused a decal on my car.
If we gave
okay,
these...
Okay, now you sound like skater lingo.
I totally plused a decal out there, man.
On my sweet half pipe.
On the half pipe.
Before or after you did a Matt Ollie?
A Matt Ollie?
Yes, a Matt Ollie.
Oh. All right.
They named it after Matt.
Yeah.
And Muhammad Ali. They had a baby. Matt Ali.
It was that time I jumped a skateboard over Oliver Hardy.
Wait, Tanya Harding?
Yes, Tanya Oliver Harding.
Right.
The school bus.
Yes, the school bus.
Which was christened
Tanya.
And given a name like you do with school buses.
Yes. Hit it with a carton of milk.
but it's still done by the Queen.
Of course.
The Queen goes to Canada and tours the school bus factories and christens each one of them mm-hmm. with a bottle of milk.
And she whispers to each of them their secret name.
Yep.
When she hits Saskatchewan, it turns into a bag of milk.
Well, yes.
They get milk in bags there, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow. Is
There's
it like
a bag of milk?
No. Is this plus all over again? Am I missing something?
No, this one's actually factually.
Wait, you were lying before?
Of course not.
Damn, okay.
What are you talking about?
So is it like a giant Capri Sun, or is it like a paper bag, or...
Oh my god, there's tutorials on the internet.
Oh, no. This is not a visual show. This is an audio show. You have to tell me.
Okay, in Eastern Canada, there's a phenomenon which is called bagged milk. What happens is you purchase your milk in a bag. It's a plastic bag. It's clear, generally.
So like a Ziploc bag full of milk?
No, it is a sealed sack of milk.
Yes, so is Ziploc bags. That's kind of what they do.
No, it's actually like factory sealed. You can't unzip it. So you
put
this...
How do you get to your milk?
I'm explaining.
Oh my god.
You put this bag of milk into your milk jug, which is a juice jug, but for milk.
I don't know what a juice jug is either.
It's a jug where you put juice in. Come on.
Okay. You guys.
So now you have a bag. You have a bag in a jug, and then you clip the corner of the bag and pour.
You know what we do? We just open the milk and drink it.
So do we. This is the weirdos on the East Coast.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't like to talk about them.
Well, you've just been talking about them for like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
that was milk.
Like
that was milk. Thank you,
I like
Kim.
Milk.
I like that you finished delivering your little speech and you said, that was milk. And you give a little curtsy.
Ta-da!
Very good. You get a 5.
Thank you.
No, you get a 5 plus. And with that, I think we're done here. Any final words? Anything you want to tell the listeners or say? Or
you want to plug anything?
Whatever. You got anything to plug?
You should go to my website called mundanereviews.com.
Is it
a good website?
Yes. Yes, it is. Hey, can you do one on the spot for us?
Bagged milk.
Yes.
It's milk in a bag. If you like bags and also milk, you might like bagged milk.
Awesome. That, Matt, I feel like we've witnessed art happening, like,
yep,
right in front of us. Like when you see those street artists just painting a painting right in front of you.
Yep.
And it's like, just watching the magic.
I need to go lie down.
Okay.
Have fun.
Safe journeys.